Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today Bess Ellenson. She is here representing the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota and North Dakota. She is their communications director, and she is talking to us in the summer about summer travel tips. Great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you too.
Thanks for coming in today. So first of all, it is the summer and there are different kinds of people wanting to take advantage of us in each season, I'm learning.
Right.
And so summer is no different.
Right. And I mean, we're all eager to take our summer trip. And yes, unfortunately, scammers are almost just as eager as we are, if not more eager. So one of the things we always see this time of year are vacation rental scams.
So that is where I go online, perhaps, and I don't just want to stay in a hotel. Mm-hmm. Maybe I would like to go with two families, so I'd like a house. And there are some websites that you can go to, right? Like
right.
Vacation rental by owner. What are some other ones?
Yeah, so some of the legitimate companies out there that you hear a lot about, Airbnb, Home Exchange, HomeAway, but there are also some websites that try to mock these websites that are not quite real.
Okay.
So, you know, they'll, you know, promote some of the same houses or, you know, properties, and they'll actually pull information from the legitimate companies.
Really?
So let's say somebody posts something on one of these not so great third party websites, and you go on your vacation, you get there, you realize somebody's already in the house.
What?
Or the house doesn't exist. Those are the two biggest complaints that we hear on this level.
And you actually have had people that this has happened to?
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. It happens to people across the country.
I can't even imagine, because you would probably have to either fly there or drive there. But let's say you flew there and then you take a cab or something and boom, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, you get there and it doesn't exist. Or somebody else is already staying there, or doors are locked. It happens more than you would want to think. So,
how do we know that? Because do those same places pop up when we type in vacation rentals online?
Yes, they do. And the biggest thing we try to tell people is if you are actually going through a website, like one of these websites, make sure you talk to the person who is renting it to you on the phone.
Oh.
A lot of the scammers will only communicate through email or text. So
okay.
Make sure you actually have a conversation. And if, you know, they make up all these excuses as to why they can't talk to you on the phone, be very, very cautious of that.
So do any of these scams ever happen with some of these legitimate websites that you just mentioned?
Not usually, because they vet the people that they're working with.
Okay. So meaning like a HomeAway company or vacation rental by owner, those companies are vetting the people that say, and so the responsibility is on them to do the
Yeah, they do thorough research. And, you know, one of the things that we see about these, you know, fake companies is they'll list an address and just post a picture of a random house that exists but not there. So one of the first things you should always do when going through a third party is Google Map it.
Right.
Look and see, you know, does this house, number one, exist? And number two, does this house actually look like the picture?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it doesn't, that's a big red flag.
Right. Right. And again, this, you know, goes back to what most of these online scams want is money wired. And most of the time they'll ask you to wire money right away and say, you know, they've got several people interested in renting it the same weekend or same week. And so if you want this, you need to put money down right away. And you know, that's why people fall for it, is because they think they're going to lose out on the deal or lose out on the location.
So when you say people are being asked to wire money, where are they wiring it to?
They're wiring it through their bank to another bank account. And so the other people will give you their bank account, and that's where you have it sent to.
And where do you think most of these bank accounts are?
We don't know for sure, but we speculate that it's possibly overseas.
And there's no way of tracing that? Or?
No, and that's why they won't talk to you on the phone, is because they have an out-of-the-country phone number, and, you know, they could have an accent or not even speak fluent English. And so that is why they, you know, only communicate through text and emails.
And, you know, I think kids these days, not kids, I mean, millennials, younger people than, way younger than me, mm-hmm. they don't want to talk to people on the phone. So I think texting and email is fine.
Right.
So I think they might get caught up in a scam like this as well.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, a lot of these scams we see happen to people that are millennials or, you know, college age kids who, that's the norm. You know, that's the only way they communicate.
Right.
And so that's why we try to alert those age groups and, you know, the elderly too, where, you know, they're just not as informed sometimes. And, you know, if somebody tells them, we can only talk to you through email, they might not question it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or, yeah, and I don't think that's that far-fetched.
Right. People, again, in this area trust people.
Mm-hmm.
So you just assume, like, oh, okay, whatever they say is true.
So we should definitely look at the picture online.
Yep.
And what are some of the other things?
Again, a lot of these, price is too good to be true, probably isn't real. We see that repeatedly throughout, you know, most of these scams, that they offer a way better price than if you're going to go stay at a hotel or you're going to book a house through Airbnb or one of the other legitimate websites. And so definitely always be leery of the price. But the biggest thing, I think, is to try to talk to the person that's leasing the or renting the place to you and look it up online. Look, Google Map it.
Okay, good advice.
Mm-hmm.
So that is if we want to go on a vacation rental. What if we want to fly to our vacation rental?
Again, this one's a crazy one. So there are a lot of third-party websites that are legitimate. I mean, I think most people have heard of most of them. Expedia, Priceline, Kayak are some of the big ones that are out there.
How can they get better prices on tickets? I don't get that. Airline tickets.
That's a great question.
How do they?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, they, some of them, I think, pre-purchase bundles of tickets and are able to resell them for the price that they think. Or if it's last minute, they're able to offer better prices because these airlines just want to fill the planes.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of the basis of a lot of it.
So there are legitimate third-party.
Mm-hmm. There are several of them, but there are also a lot of fake ones, and they can be very convincing. Again, look for misspellings. Grammatical errors, those are two big signs on these fake websites. But, you know, the airlines is a little different than the vacation rentals. What happens on the airlines, and this is a little harder to tell that you're getting scammed, is you go through, you purchase the flight, you get a confirmation number, actually, and then what happens is a couple days later, your flight's canceled. Your confirmation number's canceled, and you sometimes you get alerted about it, sometimes you don't. And so you can show up to the airport and think you're going on this flight, and you know, you can check the flight number online. It's still going to your destination, but you don't have a ticket.
Could you go directly to the airline's website and see if you're booked?
That's what we recommend people doing. But again, you usually look it up by flight number. And so, I mean, if you're somebody who has a member number with an airline, you can look it up that way, and you're going to get more specific information, which is why it's always better to go directly through the actual company as opposed to one of these third-party companies.
Even a legitimate one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you can always get a better deal, it seems, with
the
third-party.
But if you know, think you're getting the best deal and you go through this third-party company and, you know, something doesn't work out, then you don't even have a trip.
So do you think that with these, there was ever a, was there, to begin with, was there ever a flight or no?
We do think there was a flight because they do get a confirmation number and you can look up that confirmation number and it's real.
Okay.
But then it's canceled.
Who cancels it?
The scammers. And we're not quite sure.
How do they do that?
We're not quite sure, and that's something that, you know, we're still trying to figure out. The federal government's still trying to figure out. It's a very bizarre one. We've only seen this, you know, come up in the last few years. So the airlines is an interesting one.
Oh, I bet the airlines are just not mm-hmm. happy at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, it's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one. So do you think that seat that you booked, did that belong to somebody else's?
Very possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially since, you know, if you look up the flight number, the flight exists.
Okay.
It's just your confirmation number's gone.
So you don't know about this until you get to the airport a lot of times?
For the most part. And I mean, unless you really question it once you get the cancellation. Some people get cancellation, some people don't. So anytime booking through a third-party website, that's one that, you know, you maybe haven't heard of before, just do your research. Again, look for any errors on the website, any grammatical errors, spelling errors. Just be really cautious of what you're doing and where you enter your credit card information.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's spooky. What else do we have to be worried about?
This might be the spookiest.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so oversharing online is a huge, huge issue. We all love social media. We all love telling everyone how much fun we're having, showing them the cool places we go to, but it could also lead to big problems at home.
No kidding. I mean, how is this news to people?
Right. You'd think it's not, but it happens a lot. It happens a lot where, you know, I post that I'm in Jamaica and, you know, somebody who's trolling social media finds that I've posted that I'm out of the country. They know my house is safe to break into.
How do they know your house?
You can easily figure out where people live. There are several different websites. I know ZavaSearch, Spokio. You can type in somebody's name and...
What?
Oh, yeah. It's scary. You can type in somebody's name, figure out their address. There's a bunch more websites, and I don't remember what they are, but it's not hard to figure out where people live. As long as they have your name, yeah, it's pretty scary. And there are people
that's just, their job?
They troll. They troll all social media.
Do these people live around here?
Yes, okay. Most of them do. So they might be your neighbor. I'm not sure.
For our listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we haven't heard any reports of people like traveling too far to break into people's homes, but... I mean, they'll monitor all sorts of different social media sites to cross-check. And so, obviously, you can post pictures of where you're at and you having fun. Just make sure your privacy settings are as strict as possible. So, somebody who you're not friends with, who's not in your network, cannot see where you're at.
Don't you think also that kids sometimes are the ones that are dumb about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a big thing that's behind... the grandparent scam even. We had a case out of Ham Lake earlier this year, and what happened was the two daughters were at Mall of America, and this wasn't a grandparent scam, this was a parent scam, I should say, but the grandparent scam is very prevalent. And someone called their mom and said that, you know, he had the one daughter and, you know, that he needed a ransom in order for her to get the daughter back.
And said they were at the Mall of America.
Yep. He said that he found her at the Mall of America and, you know, obviously frightened the mom beyond belief. And, you know, she luckily right away started doing her research, called the other daughter that this other one was with and found out that... both girls were fine and they're chilling and shopping, but it was one of those things where they think it was because one of them posted that they were at the Mall of America. So it's scary. It's scary what people are out there looking for, and that's why you can never be too careful online.
No, and this whole oversharing of social media, mm-hmm. When are people going to understand that and get it?
Yeah, never.
Really?
I really don't think so. I mean... you know, again, people are just so excited to talk about what's awesome in their lives and share their experiences with others. And so, I mean, I probably do it too more than I should. But I have my privacy settings set as strict as they can be. And I don't accept friends that I don't know.
Right. So it's not a numbers game for you?
Right.
Good gravy. You can't believe the number of people that just are, you know, even like LinkedIn.
Yeah.
If you don't know those people.
Yeah.
So how do you set your privacy settings for people that might be listening and want to tighten up?
Yeah, so it's pretty easy. You can just, you know, click on settings in any of the social media platforms and it'll direct you right to privacy settings and just, you know, read through the instructions and it'll tell you like what this privacy setting means, what this privacy setting means. And so social media's gotten really good at just really explaining everything to you and making it really easy for you to determine what you're showing people and what you're not.
And not only that, but you should be leery of social media in general because they're capturing information about you.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. I mean, there was a thing with Facebook not too long ago where there was information being captured and you just never know. I mean, I'm sure you've looked at your social media feeds and seen an ad for a company that you were maybe looking up clothes on or some other item on.
It's exactly what I was looking for, and there it was.
Yeah, there it was. How'd that happen? So you can never be too careful because you just don't know what's being monitored and what's not. So
that is very spooky.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had people actually call you that said, I've had somebody break into my house or what kinds of things?
So we work closely with law enforcement in the area, which is a really cool relationship we have with several different departments. And so we kind of compare notes as to what they're hearing about things, what we're hearing about things. And we've heard about it through different departments that, you know, through their investigations, they think that this is how this person knew these people weren't home.
Ugh, frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Frightening stuff. Oh my gosh. So just to recap, vacation rentals, we should look only for legitimate ones, mm-hmm. and then do the Google search of an actual
address.
See it on mm-hmm. satellite. Look at the actual house, what it looks like. And if it says it has a swimming pool, be sure you see it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's indoors. Is it though?
Yeah.
Don't fall for that. And then the airlines, that is freaky, mm-hmm. because that one, I guess I wouldn't even have thought of. Hmm. And then this oversharing thing. Yes, I don't think we can say that enough.
Right. And, it goes beyond just vacations. It just is a good rule of thumb in general.
Yes, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Great to see you as always. If people want to learn more about the BBB, tell us about your website. What all can they find on there?
Yes, you can go to BBB.org. And if you're wondering about a specific company, you can type in the company's name and, you can see what kind of reviews or complaints we've seen against them. You can see their ratings, and it does not matter if they're accredited or not. You're going to find their information if we're aware that they exist. And even if you're looking for a type of service and you don't know the name of a company, you can type that service in and we'll give you a bunch of different options in the area.
That's great. And then tell us again about the scam tracker.
Oh, scam tracker. That's a fun one. So go to our website. You can find links to scam tracker in several different spots. And you can go in if you think you were a victim of a scam or if you think you were almost a victim of a scam. You can type in your information to help alert other consumers in our area. And you can also see in real time what other scams are happening in our area. You can do a search, like if there's a big concert coming into town, you want to buy tickets for, let's say, Garth Brooks, and you want to know if there are scams happening. You can type in Garth Brooks tickets in our search, and it'll pull up any reports if we've had any reports. And so that's why we encourage people to go to this part of our website and report anything and everything, because it really does help the entire community just be more aware of what's going on.
No kidding. Will mm-hmm. you help us help us keep track of what's going on? Thank you so much, Bess Edlingson. She is from the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota and North Dakota. She's their communications director, and we're so thrilled that you stopped in today to tell us about these summer travel scams and some tips to avoid them. Great to see you.
Thanks.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.